How to maintain kidney health. Understanding diet, exercise, dialysis, and transplantation for chronic kidney disease. Since the kidneys are silent organs, testing should come before symptoms appear. This guide provides evidence-based information on managing high blood pressure and diabetes, following a low-sodium diet, reducing sodium-containing additives, maintaining appropriate protein and fluid intake, staying active, and exploring dialysis and transplant options. The most common causes of chronic kidney disease are high blood pressure and diabetes. Even if there are no symptoms, it is important to monitor eGFR and check for protein and albumin in the urine. The basics of a kidney-healthy diet are a low-sodium diet, reducing foods that cause blood sugar spikes, and cutting back on processed foods high in phosphate additives. A diet for kidney disease is not about absolute restrictions, but rather about regulating protein, fluid, potassium, and phosphorus intake based on the stage of the disease, blood test results, and whether the patient is on dialysis. Water intake and exercise are not something where more is better. Rather, they should be adjusted according to urine output, swelling, heart condition, and physical fitness. Dialysis and kidney transplantation are treatment options for end-stage kidney disease, and the choice of treatment and long-term outcomes are greatly influenced by self-management and follow-up care provided by healthcare professionals. The kidneys filter waste products and excess fluid from the blood and excrete them as urine. They also play a role in regulating blood pressure, electrolyte and acid-base balance, and anemia. The problem is that there are often no obvious symptoms until kidney function has significantly declined. Therefore, the key to kidney health is not treatment after symptoms appear, but rather slowing the rate of damage through blood pressure management, blood sugar control, urine tests, and dietary habits. This article provides general health information. If you already have chronic kidney disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart failure, edema, are on dialysis, or are awaiting a transplant, adjustments to your diet, fluid intake, exercise, and medications must be made in accordance with the instructions of your nephrologist and clinical dietitian. Key definition: what is chronic kidney disease? Chronic kidney disease generally refers to a condition in which reduced kidney function or evidence of kidney damage persists for at least 3 months. Key indicators include the estimated glomerular filtration rate, eGFR, calculated through blood tests, and albuminuria and proteinuria, detected through urine tests. Indicator meaning why it is important, eGFR, an estimate of how much blood the kidneys filter over a given period of time. The lower the value, the more severe the decline in kidney function. Albuminuria / proteinuria, a condition in which protein leaks into the urine, an important sign of kidney damage, even if eGFR is still within normal range. Hematuria, blood in the urine, or the microscopic presence of red blood cells, requires investigation for glomerular disease, kidney stones, infection, tumors, etc. Creatinine, a byproduct of muscle metabolism, used to calculate eGFR, important for determining medication dosages, contrast agent use, and disease monitoring. The leading causes of kidney damage: high blood pressure and diabetes. The glomeruli, which act as the kidney's filtration units, are clusters of tiny blood vessels. Prolonged high blood pressure exerts continuous pressure on the glomerular blood vessels, while diabetes damages the glomeruli and blood vessels through hyperglycemia and metabolic abnormalities. The Korean Society of Nephrology identifies diabetes and hypertension as the two major causes of chronic kidney disease, explaining that more than 70% of all patients are affected by these two conditions. Crucially, hypertension and diabetes create a vicious cycle. As kidney function deteriorates, it becomes more difficult to control blood pressure. And as blood pressure rises further, kidney damage accelerates once again. Therefore, managing kidney health is not simply a matter of whether or not to take blood pressure or diabetes medication. It is a long-term strategy that involves managing blood pressure, blood sugar, proteinuria, body weight, and dietary habits together. People who need testing, in particular if you fall into any of the following categories: you should consider regular testing for serum creatinine/eGFR, urine albumin to creatinine ratio, or proteinuria, even if you have no symptoms. Hypertension, diabetes, obesity, or advanced age family history of chronic kidney disease, recurrent hematuria, proteinuria, kidney stones, or urinary tract infections, long-term use of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAID, or exposure to nephrotoxic medications, previous health screenings that identified reduced eGFR, proteinuria, or hematuria dietary principles for kidney health. A kidney healthy diet is not a special secret recipe, but rather a matter of following basic principles. It involves eating less salt, reducing foods that cause rapid spikes in blood sugar, choosing natural foods over processed ones, and adjusting protein, potassium, phosphorus, and fluid intake according to the individual stage of kidney disease. Dietary Element General Guidelines points to note salt/sodium reduced consumption of soups, instant noodles, fermented seafood, pickled vegetables, processed meats, and sauces. If you're accustomed to salty flavors, it's easier to stick with the plan if you cut back gradually rather than quitting abruptly. Carbohydrates reduce rapidly absorbed sugars found in sugary drinks, snacks, white bread, and sweetened coffee beverages. If you have diabetes, you'll need to adjust your carbohydrate intake based on your blood sugar targets and medication. Phosphorus additives check the ingredient lists of cola drinks, some processed meats, processed cheeses, instant foods, and certain powdered beverages and coffee mixes. If you see FOS, phosphoric acid, phosphates, or similar terms, it's best to reduce your intake of these items. Protein, adjust your protein intake, neither too little nor too much, based on your kidney disease stage and whether you are on dialysis. Protein requirements differ between pre-dialysis and dialysis patients. Potassium active restriction is necessary only when blood potassium levels are high. Completely banning fruits and vegetables can reduce the quality of your diet. Blood tests should serve as the guide. Why are phosphorus additives a problem? Phosphorus is a mineral necessary for bone and cellular function, but when kidney function declines, it becomes difficult to excrete, which can cause blood phosphorus levels to rise. In particular, phosphates added to processed foods are absorbed more readily than phosphorus found in natural foods. Even zero-calorie beverages, such as cola-type drinks containing phosphoric acid, require caution regarding phosphorus intake, regardless of their sugar-free benefits. The solution is simple. Check the ingredient list for terms like phosphate, acidity regulator, phosphates, phosphoric acid, sodium phosphate, or disodium phosphate, and replace frequently consumed processed foods with less processed options such as raw meat, fish, egg whites, tofu, vegetables, and fruits. However, if you already have hyperkalemia or hyperphosphatemia, your selection of vegetables, fruits, and legumes should be tailored to your individual needs. Common misconceptions and facts about diets for kidney disease in the past. Patients with kidney disease were often told they had to strictly avoid salt, protein, water, fruits, and vegetables. However, excessive restrictions can lead to loss of appetite, malnutrition, muscle loss, and a reduced quality of life. The goal is not an absolute ban, but rather adjustments tailored to test results and the stage of the disease. Misconception fact: if you have kidney disease, you must completely eliminate protein. While protein restriction may be helpful in some stages of chronic kidney disease before dialysis, consuming too little can lead to malnutrition and muscle loss. Once dialysis begins, protein intake must continue to be reduced. Protein loss occurs during dialysis, so you may actually need more protein. Drinking lots of water will flush your kidneys out. Fluid requirements vary depending on kidney function, urine output, edema, heart condition, temperature, and physical activity level. Foamy urine always indicates a serious illness. Temporary foaming is common, but if foamy urine persists even after urinating or recurs frequently, a proteinuria test is necessary. You shouldn't exercise if your kidneys are weak. In most cases, moderate aerobic exercise helps manage blood pressure, blood sugar, and weight. However, if your condition is unstable, you should consult a doctor before starting. How to realistically assess protein intake, international nutritional guidelines recommend a low-protein diet under medical supervision for adults with stable stage 3-5 chronic kidney disease, CKD, who have not yet started dialysis. For non-diabetic chronic kidney disease, the recommended range is approximately 0.55-0.60 g per kilogram of body weight per day, while for chronic kidney disease with diabetes, it is approximately 0.60-8 g/kg/day. Conversely, during maintenance hemodialysis or peritoneal dialysis, a level of 1.01-2 g/kg/day may generally be required. For example, if a 60 kg adult is on a 0.6 g/kg/day regimen in the pre-dialysis stage, their daily protein intake would be approximately 36 g. Since one egg provides roughly 6-7 g of protein and 100 g of cooked lean meat provides roughly 20-30 g, it is safer to calculate the total daily intake and choose foods accordingly rather than simply saying, not even a single piece of meat. Egg whites are rich in high-quality protein, while egg yolks contain relatively high levels of phosphorus. Patients with high blood phosphorus levels or those requiring phosphorus restriction must also limit their intake of egg yolks, dairy products, processed meats, and cola beverages. However, any dietary restrictions, including those on eggs, should be determined based on blood test results and meal portions. Imposing excessive restrictions on patients with a poor appetite can be harmful. Water intake, neither too much nor too little. Just what's right for your condition, water is essential for kidney health, but simply drinking large amounts does not guarantee the recovery of kidney function. Healthy adults can naturally adjust their fluid intake based on climate and activity level. However, fluid restriction may be necessary if chronic kidney disease has progressed to the point of causing edema, reduced urine output, or heart failure. Conversely, if a person who produces plenty of urine and is at risk of dehydration restricts their water intake excessively, renal blood flow may decrease, increasing the risk of dizziness, constipation, and kidney stones. The practical guideline is to monitor thirst, urine output, edema, weight changes, blood pressure, and blood test results together. Exercise. Resting alone is not the answer if you rest exclusively because your kidneys are weak. You may lose muscle mass, and your insulin resistance, blood pressure, and weight control may worsen. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency recommends at least 30 minutes of moderate-intensity aerobic physical activity daily, such as brisk walking, cycling, cleaning, or running, to prevent and manage chronic kidney disease. Realistic goals include the following. Aim for about 30 minutes a day, 5 times a week, based on brisk walking. Moderate intensity, where you're out of breath but can still hold a conversation, is appropriate. Exercise that you can repeat consistently is better than exercise that leaves you completely exhausted. If you experience chest pain, severe shortness of breath, dizziness, fainting, sudden swelling, or a sudden spike in blood pressure, stop exercising and seek medical attention. Dialysis patients should adjust their exercise plans based on fatigue levels on dialysis and non-dialysis days, vascular access sites, anemia, and heart condition. Easily overlooked signs of kidney problems, early stage chronic kidney disease, may have few or no symptoms. Even when symptoms do appear, they, such as fatigue, swelling, and loss of appetite, are often difficult to distinguish from those of other conditions. Therefore, do not rely on symptoms alone. Confirm the diagnosis through testing. Sign possible meaning recommended action foamy urine that persists even after flushing the toilet possible proteinuria check, urine test results, and albumin to creatinine ratio red or cola-colored urine. Recurrent hematuria glomerular disease, kidney stones, infection, etc. Seek medical attention immediately leg swelling in the evening. Swelling around the eyes in the morning, impaired fluid and salt excretion, proteinuria, etc. Blood pressure check, urinalysis, blood tests, frequent urination at night, impaired urine concentration, diabetes, prostate issues, etc. Determine the cause easily fatigued, loss of appetite, itching possible advanced kidney disease or symptoms of anemia or uremia, eGFR, electrolytes, and anemia tests, sudden rise in blood pressure or uncontrolled blood pressure, may be mutually exacerbating with reduced kidney function reevaluation. Of blood pressure medication and kidney function tests, dialysis is not a sign of despair, but a form of renal replacement therapy when kidney function declines to the end stage. Renal replacement therapy, such as dialysis or a kidney transplant, may be necessary. While dialysis does not fully replace the kidneys, it is a treatment that removes waste products and excess fluid, thereby sustaining life and allowing patients to continue their daily lives. However, because dialysis patients face high risks of cardiovascular disease and infection, it is neither the end nor a situation where just running the machine solves everything. Diet, medication, vascular care, infection prevention, exercise, and regular checkups must all go hand in hand. Category: hemodialysis. Peritoneal dialysis. Principal: blood is sent through an external dialysis machine filter to remove waste products and excess fluid. The peritoneum acts as a filter, using dialysis fluid inside the abdominal cavity to remove waste products and excess fluid, location primarily in a dialysis unit. Some patients undergo home hemodialysis can be performed at home, at work, or while traveling frequency, usually 3 times a week, lasting several hours per session, typically performed daily, using capped or APD methods, advantages managed directly by medical staff, making it suitable for the elderly or patients who have difficulty managing their own care, offers greater flexibility in terms of time and location, and may make it easier to maintain a normal social life. Precautions management of vascular access. Weight gain between dialysis sessions, hypotension, and fatigue prevention. Of peritonitis, catheter care, and the need for daily self-management skills. Peritoneal dialysis is not a less effective treatment, but a valid treatment option for suitable patients. However, factors such as a history of abdominal surgery, severe obesity, hand hygiene and self-care abilities, living environment, and infection risks must be considered, so patients should thoroughly discuss the options with their healthcare team. Kidney transplant. Promising, but requires waiting and management for eligible patients, a kidney transplant is a crucial treatment option in terms of quality of life and long-term prognosis. Transplants are broadly categorized into kidney transplants from brain-dead donors and living donor kidney transplants. In South Korea, the waiting period for kidney transplants is long due to an imbalance between organ supply and demand. Recent government data indicates that the average waiting time for a kidney transplant is approximately 7 years and 9 months. Therefore, rather than making a blanket statement such as an average of 14 to 15 years, it is more accurate to understand that the waiting time varies significantly depending on blood type, degree of sensitization, the time of registration on the waiting list, urgency, region, and donor. Availability. Living donor transplants can be performed using donors such as family members, spouses, or acquaintances. However, assessing the donor's safety and voluntary consent is the top priority. Even if blood types differ, some centers can perform ABO-incompatible transplants through desensitization therapy and immunosuppression strategies. However, since risk assessment for infections, rejection, and bleeding is required, this is not an option automatically available to all patients. One of the most critical aspects of post-transplant care is taking immunosuppressive medications. Stopping medication without medical advice can lead to acute rejection and impaired function of the transplanted kidney. The reason support from a spouse or family can contribute to a favorable outcome is not only because their immune systems are more compatible, but also because it can increase adherence to medication, outpatient follow-up, monitoring for signs of infection, and consistent lifestyle management. Kidney protection checklist to start today. Measure and record your blood pressure at home. If you have diabetes, monitor not only your blood sugar, but also urinary albumin and EGFR. Avoid drinking soup broth and reduce your intake of sauces, fermented soy products, processed meats, and instant noodles. Check the ingredient list for phosphates and phosphate-based additives. Don't treat protein as strictly off-limits. Instead, Calculate your intake based on your disease stage and whether you're on dialysis. Avoid long-term, unsupervised use of pain relievers, anti-inflammatory drugs, herbal medicines, extracts, and dietary supplements, as they can strain your kidneys. Aim for about 30 minutes of moderate intensity walking daily. However, if you have heart disease, anemia, or severe edema, consult your doctor before starting. Do not delay getting tested if you experience foamy urine, blood in the urine, sudden swelling, or uncontrolled blood pressure. Conclusion: the most effective way to protect your kidney health is not through special tonics, but by consistently managing high blood pressure and diabetes, reducing your intake of salty and processed foods, and adjusting your protein, phosphorus, and fluid intake according to your specific stage of kidney disease. Even if you've been diagnosed with kidney disease, there's no need to despair right away. Through early detection, dietary management, medication, exercise, and systematic management of treatment options such as dialysis or transplantation, you can slow the rate of functional decline and maintain your quality of life.